Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love, and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
No less than three times in today's gospel does Jesus tell the disciples not to be afraid. How many times in our growing up years did we hear the words, "Don't be afraid"? How many times have we said those words to our children or loved ones? How many times have we said them when we were also afraid? I'd like to share a story that I might have shared before, but last Sunday, being Father's Day, brought it back to mind. I remember when our daughter Jean was a freshman at Lake Catholic High School in Mentor, Ohio, some years ago. She loved running and wanted to go out for the cross-country team. In those years, Lake Catholic did not have a girls' cross-country program. So the only way she could run cross-country for Lake was to go out for the boys' team. I can remember taking her to her first practice, and I can remember my words of encouragement. "Don't be afraid. You'll do just fine." I can remember her walking away from me toward a group of about 15 or 20 boys. I'm not sure who was more nervous, me or my freshman daughter. I know I believe those words of encouragement, I said to her, but I was definitely afraid and concerned for her. Well, she did make the team and ended up the season as the team's second best runner, much to her father and mother's surprise. Jean today lives with her family, still in Mentor, Ohio. She is now a wife and mother of three, two in college, one on his way, and works as a special case nurse at Cleveland Clinic. Over the years, I have heard her using the same words of encouragement to her own children. "Don't be afraid. It's all right. You'll do just fine." How many times have we said those words to our children? How many times have we hoped that we were right? Like Jesus in today's gospel speaking to his disciples, these words are spoken out of love and compassion. The world can be a nasty place, and Jesus wanted his disciples to know that he was there for them, that everything would be all right. When we speak those words to our children or loved ones, the meaning is the same. We want them to know that we are there to protect them from their darkest days and all the dangers of the world, and all will be just fine. But what about our fears? Will we be just fine? We wake up each day with new reasons to fear. Whether it be the world that seems to be falling apart, or our own lives that at times seem to be crumbling. I don't know about you, but I've reached a time in my life where the picture window of opportunity has shrunk to a porthole. My fears have progressed from success in life to success in living it. I no longer feel the fear of losing my job or the fear of getting that promotion, or not being able to buy a bigger house or fancier car. I have graduated to the fear of losing my health, the fear of growing old too quickly, or even the ultimate fear or loss, the fear we call death. I'm sure many of us here this morning share my fears. Who will we find to say those encouraging words to us? Who will give us assurance that everything will be all right? And if the words are said, will we believe them? I'm sure we all have our fears, and we all look for those words to be said, but who will be that someone that will give us a feeling of peace, encouragement, and support? That someone is God, God present in the Word, in the Spirit, in the truth. And it is in all these ways that God pats us on the head, tucks us back into bed and says, "Even though you have fears and anxieties, I am here, and it's all right. But Jesus' words in today's gospel go a bit further than just compassion and love and support. He's telling us more than not to be afraid of the darkness and what lies ahead, but to do what is right, to proclaim his good news, to share his story, and as we hear him say, not to be afraid, to shout his message from the housetops. He asks us to follow his lead and be that person that is there for others. Sounds great, doesn't it? But it's a lot easier said than done. What stops us? I believe it's fear. We live in a place that has some of the most beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and they happen most every day. When we first moved here, Angie and I would experience them quite often. It has dwindled to a bit, but we still find time to witness them. I have often thought, could we be like a sunrise? Could we put out the very best we had every day without any regard to whether it was received or not? We hear the prophet Emmanuel say, there is only one choice in life, the choice between love and fear. On the days we are not being like the sunrise, is it our fear that gets in the way? Fear that our very best won't be good enough. Fear that our best would be ridiculed. Perhaps the greater fear is that our best might not even be noticed. How do we get past our fears? Maybe we conquer our fears and anxieties by helping others to do the same. The Lord asks us not to be afraid, to forgive, to show compassion, to understand, to encourage, to heal, to love, to be that sunrise for those in need, and to be that voice that says, don't be afraid. It's all right. You will do just fine. I came across a quote by the late, great Maya Angelou. In it she says, I have learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that we can be that voice that gives a feeling of peace, comfort, and love, and be that sunrise to those that need it the most. Fear or love? It's our choice. Amen.
Amen.